Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your friendly neighborhood millennial Rob, and welcome to my podcast. All right, so first and foremost, I do want to apologize to everybody. I know I missed uploading an episode last week, but I'm here this week, and I'm going to do a better job at staying on top of it. I had a hectic week this past week, and that's actually what's going to be my topic for this week's episode of Millennial Made. So let's jump into it. All right, so some major things has happened since my last podcast. Thing number one, I did get my keloids removed from my ear. The process has been great so far with the scars healing after surgery. I've gotten amazing compliments. Girls actually like me and talk to me now. it's been crazy with how different I've been treated since getting my keloids removed. You know, it shows you how shallow some people are in the world. But it also helped me confirm those people who liked me when I had my keloids, and they treat me no different now. A lot of people didn't even really notice or pay attention to the fact that I had my keloids removed until, like, up till this past week. It was actually great. But hey, the keloids gave me a great couple of years of insecurity. I'm glad that I don't have those huge distractions on my body. So yeah, I'm excited to see how the rest of this goes. I actually have a follow-up doctor's appointment here soon, but I wanted to get this episode done. I know I owe you guys that. So there's the first thing. The second thing is my classes. So I want to give a quick shout out to those who are graduating this year. I'm graduating this year. I'll be obtaining my master's degree. But a professor of mine almost did not let that happen for me, y'all. It was a crazy intense situation. Kids, go to class. Always go to class. And professors, if you have an issue with your students' attendance, make sure your class has an attendance policy. I had a professor who, in my opinion, really tried to fail me because they had an issue with my overall attendance for that class. You know, I think they probably saw my attendance coming in late a lot. They saw it as disrespectful. But I always came to class. I always got my work done. I always contributed to class. So, you know, there was no problem. And the teacher had no official attendance policy, so I couldn't be penalized for it. The class was really subjective, and it was heavily pretty much opinion based. In his opinion, he didn't think that any of the presentations that I gave this semester were good enough to pass his class. Now, mind you, I have my bachelor's. I earned my bachelor's degree at a different university. I earned my bachelor's degree at a private university 2 years ago. And I have never in my years received any complaints about my PowerPoint presentations. So when he was in this meeting telling me how much of a terrible job I've done this entire year, well, semester, on my presentations, I'm shook. this entire meeting. I'm like, what is this? What? You know, and a lot of the problems that he had was with my artistic and creative viewpoints. And, you know, I tried to be different with all my presentations and PowerPoints that, you know, the class wasn't really doing, or subjects that the class didn't really talk about. You know, I'm a dancer and a cheerleader, so almost all of my presentations, papers, PowerPoint presentations, projects, I've always tried to some degree, you know, put my sports interest and my sport on the map. Like, I want people to know about the cheer and dance industry. I want people to give it more respect than it has right now. And so I'm always going to try and talk about those topics, those are my passions, those are my interests. So, you know, of course I'm going to lean towards that route. You know, and I do use a lot of visual aid. I use a lot of videos in my presentations. And this man was having, like, an issue with me even doing that. It was crazy. It was nuts. He was trying to fail me. But in the end, I don't think that's going to happen anymore due to me, you know, taking care of that issue and reaching out to additional people, reaching out to, you know, other staff and faculty on campus and other students. So I'm less worried. I actually graduate in the next couple of days. I graduate on Friday, this Friday, actually. So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to be done with school. Honestly, school. I've been in school nonstop since I started school as a kid and, like, daycare and, like, and kindergarten and all that other stuff. So I'm excited to see what the adult life has for me. Yeah. So there was that. But other than that, I do have a statistics final on Thursday. We'll see how that goes. And I mean, that's about it. I've been having an amazing week. My week, the last week, I was dealing with this professor issue. It just got solved this week. So, I mean, that's why I wasn't uploading a podcast last week. But I definitely wanted to get it to you guys this week. I'm in a much better place. I'm getting ready to end my scholastic in academic years as a student. People have put it in my head that I should probably obtain my doctorate degree. That probably won't happen. You know, nothing against school, but I'm just in that age right now. I'm in that stage in my life right now where I don't want to do any more school. I want to be heavily invested into my actual career, especially working within the within my industry with cheer and dance. So there's that. Oh, I've also been watching a couple of cool world documentaries. I've gotten into some really good things that I think we're going to talk about next week in my podcast, and we're going to continue to talk about some things in my life, some issues going on in the world. Especially next week, I really want to tie into with what we're going to be talking about. We're also going to be talking about some things going on in the mainstream media, you know, like the Kanye West situation and things of that nature. So thank you guys for tuning in. I wanted to, you know, give you guys an update on my life. I'm going to play a good track for y'all at the end of this podcast. You know, so yeah, I love you all. To those millennials out there, keep pushing, keep striving, and keep reaching for your dreams. Being creative, especially with me working so heavily in the arts, Never lose that. Never try to lose yourself in this system. Keep your creativity up. Keep your loves and your passions up. Don't ever let somebody stop you from being great. I almost let that happen. Like I said, again, I love y'all. Have a great day today. All right, peace.